says Leimatev Tiyufta the Rav Hamnuna. This should be a kasha on Rav Hamnuna. Why? The Omar Rav Hamnuna Shita Riz, he says Shemeris Yavim. A Shemeris Yavim means again when a husband died and there's a brother alive. So she's a Shemeris Yavim. Shemeris means she's watching. She's watching herself that the Yavim is supposed to do something. Do a mitzvah Yavim, do a mitzvah Chalitza. It's in a case where the husband died without children and there's a brother alive now. So the wife is called the Shemeris Yavim. Shezinsa, let's say she lives with somebody else. She doesn't live with the Yavim, but she lives with another man. She has nus with somebody else. Halacha is psumil Yavama. Rav Hamnuna holds that she is now posel to the Yavim. The Yavim is not allowed to live with her anymore. Why? So Rashi says, Ke'eshes ish shezinsa. She has the same halacha like a married wife that lives with another man. She'asura labayla, that she's also to her husband. Now the chivon, the zayna, since she becomes a zayna, asur lekuna, she should also be also to a kain. But Rav Hamnuna holds the shemeris yavam when an isha that has a lav not to get married to somebody else, but instead she's supposed to wait until the brother does something to her. If she doesn't wait and lives with another man, she's mamish called like she's like an isha sister was in so. So according to Rav Hamnuna, that she's also to the yavam, she has a shame zayna. And she should also be also to a kain. So why does our Mishnah only say because the Yavim live with her? Who had then if somebody else lived with her also should be the same halacha? So Gemara says true. Gemara says, who had then really afilu liyachanami? Even if she lives now with another man. Again, she's a Shemeris Yavim, where her husband died, even though she lives with another man. Also should become a Zayna, that should be possible a kain. But Va'aydi Dutani Reisha, but the day, since the Reish is talking about the Yavim himself when he lives with her, is Tani Nami Seifer B'Diday. The Seif also talks about where the Yavim himself lives with her. But Enach Nami Tzlav Davka, the Yavim, who are then whenever the wife is a Shemeris Yavim, if she lives with anybody else, she has the shame Zayin, according to her Rav Hamnuna, and she'll be also to a Kain. Then the Mishnah says, V'chein Eilonish Shecholtso Lo Achin. The same thing, if the Isha, the wife, was an islandist, that she could not have children, so there's no mitzvah yibum. So when your brother dies, even though he had no children, on his wife there's no mitzvah yibum. So the Mishnah says the same thing, if one of the brothers now is miyab malizbathar, that's a bias nus, it's a chai b'krisis, and she becomes a zayna. So again, the same diik. Taima de baluha. Why is she posel akuna? Because one of the brothers lived with her. And if there's no mitzvah yibum, you're living with your brother's wife, which is the Chiyuv Kara, she becomes a Zayna. Holoi Balua Loi, but Mashm, if not, if he did not live with her, then she's not a Zayna. So Mor says again, command, the Loi Reb Yehuda is not like Reb Yehuda. The Reb Yehuda, if Al Mishnah go according to Reb Yehuda, Ho'omar Islandis Zaynhi. We had before in the Gemara of Samach Aleph that Reb Yehuda Shita was an Isha that's an Islandis. An Isha that cannot have children, she herself is called a Zayna. And it's also for a Kohen to marry such a lady. And our Mishnah is mashma not like Rav Yehuda. Because our Mishnah says, why is she posel lakuna? Only because the Yavam lived with her. And there's no mitzvah yibum, since she's an islandess. There's no mitzvah yibum. So when the brother-in-law lives with her, it's a bias nus of a key of chorus. That's why she became a zayna. But otherwise, mashma, she would be mutter to a Kohen, which is not like Rav Yehuda Shita. So the Mishnah. Suris Chama. Suris Chama means a person that was born again sterile. Nothing happened to his organs later on in life, just he was born that way. So this is not called a Psua Daka. He is allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. A Suris Chama is allowed to marry. So a Suris Chama Kain, let's say we had a Kain that was born to be sterile. Shenosa Bas Yisrael, that he got married, he made Kedushin and Nisuyin to regular Bas Yisrael. The Lachar is Machila Betruma. She's allowed to eat truma now. Lamaisa, she is an Eishes Kohen. She's the wife of a Kohen. And there's no Aveira involved. He's not called a Psua Daka because he was born that way. So therefore, he's allowed to marry her. And she's allowed to eat truma. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon both say, Androgynous is a person that has both simonim. He has a simon like a man, like a zachor, and like an akeva. He has an eva like a man, and he has a makam there like an isher also. He has both simonim. So Reb Shimon and Reb Yossi both say that androgynous kohen, if you have a kohen, that's an androgynous. So really, he's a sofik whether he has a din like a zohar or like an akeva. So sofik in din, is it like a man or like a lady? So they both say, shenosa bas Yisrael. Let's say he plays the role of a man, and he marries now a bas Yisrael. Halacha is machila betruma. We say the kedushin is chal, and now that he has a wife, she's called an eshes kohen, and she's a lari truma. That's the chiddush. We'll see in the Gemara what we're talking about. And a truma, it's only because it's a truma. The rabbanin will make a safi golakula. Rabbi Yehuda says tumtum. Tumtum means a person that was born and his mokum was covered up with skin. We couldn't tell if he's a zocher or in a keva. Shenikra, later on in life it's split there. The skin cracked open. Vinimtza zocher. And now we came out to find that he's a zocher. The locher is lo yechleitz. He should not make chalitza. Shirashi learns it means im yesh achacher. If there's another brother, he should not make the chalitza. Why? Mifnei shu kisaris. Because the Chura, that's called like a saros, he's born sterile. Since he was born a tumtim, and then stam the skin there split open, and we see he's a zachar, but mistami, he's called a sris, he's like a sterile person. So therefore, Achila, he should not make the chalitza. Let one of the other brothers make chalitza. Androgynous, weiter, androgynous, noisei avoloi nisa. Androgynous, again, is a person that has both simonim. He has a simon like a zachar, like an akeva. So the Mishnah says what noisei. He has a right to be like a man and marry an isha, avoloi nisa. But he's not allowed to play the role like an isha and accept kedushin. Like if a man comes and marries him, that's not called kedushin. So Rashi avoloi nisa shuki zachar, because he's called like a male, like a zachar. If he has sheikh ibim, whoever lives with him, hareyu keboa al hazachar. It's like you have a mishkav zachar, even though he has a simon like an isha also. But Vaisos Nadrugnas has a lacha like a zocher. And therefore, he's also to let a man marry him. Because he can marry an isha. Nois say he can marry an isha, but loy nisa, he can't receive kedushin to play the role of an isha. Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, Andrugnas, Chayov Mola Skilo Kezocher. Rabbi Lez Rashman, Rabbi Mephorish Fuktar, Lachuri, he's saying the same thing as the Tanakama. That Rabbi Lez also saying an Andrugnas is like a zocher, like a male. Therefore, if somebody has Mishkav Zohar with him, he's Chayeskila, like he was Boil a Zohar, like he lived with a Zohar. So, Chura, it's the same thing as Rabbi Yehuda just said, as the Tanakhama just said. So, we'll see in the Gemara exactly what the Machloikis is. Now, quote part of the first Chiddush in the Mishnah was, if you have a Sris Chama Koyin, if you have a Koyin that was born sterile. So, since he was born that way, he's not called a Psuadaka, he's allowed to marry a Bas Yisrael. If he marries a Bas Yisrael, she's called an Eishes Kohen now, and therefore she's a Lari Truma. So Mor says, Pshita, like why not? She's an Eishes Kohen now, he's not doing any Avera. So Mor says, Madatem, I would have thought that to Moilid Michael, if the Kohen could have children, then he's allowed to let his wife eat Truma because of him. But Sheina Moilid Eina Michael, maybe here where the Kohen is sterile, he can't have children, maybe he can't let his wife eat because of him. Kamashtra, no, that's not talocha. Kamashtra, no, that even though the Kohen is sterile, is a surfama, still his wife could eat truma because of him. The Rashi says, Ma the Tema Moilid Michael, the Dakina, the Pasuk says, V'yelid Beisoi, Heim Yoichlu. So it's Mashmi's children, they could eat truma. So the Shadashin Haroyal Lahoilid Yachal. Only if he could have children, then he has the power to be Michael his wife. But if he can't have children, maybe not. Kamashpa, not like that. But he's allowed to let her eat Truma because of him. But Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Shimon, Oimrim, Androgynous. They go to Lachav in Androgynous, and they both say what? An Androgynous, Kain, Shinosa, Mas Yisrael, is Machilu Betruma. If this androgynous, that it's a suffix, it's a doubt, if he's a man or in a keva, but if he gets, maybe he, and he's a kain, he was born from a kain, he's the vada kain. Now if he plays the role of a man, and he marries an isha, so they both say the what, that his wife is Ladi Truma. Omer Resh Lakish said, that ma'achila v'truma, v'yein ma'achila b'chazor v'shoik. That this wife, the wife of this kain, of this androgynous, she's only Ladi Truma, but she can't share in the Kaddishim from the Chazor V'Shoik. by Kodshim, when the Yisrael gives the Kayin the Chazor, the Shoik, the breast and the thighs of the animal, the Loch is the Kayin's allowed to give it to his wife. But in this case, he can't. So Rashi says, why not? Machilu b'trum l'kam b'forish lo b'trum v'zman hazeh d'rabonin. We're talking about truma nowadays, that's only midrabonin. Avo b'midi d'yiraisa. But something that's a question about an issa, d'yiraisa, loy. Then this androgynous can't let his wife eat. And my timer, why? Because suffic ish, suffic ishu. Really, this androgynous is a suffic. It's a doubt what he is. We don't say he's 100% zocher. Therefore, when he marries a wife, it's not 100% kedushin eschal. It's only a suffic. So if it's only a shalat and issa de rabbonon, we make all and say it's okay. So if truma bizman hazeh, it's only with the rabbonon, we make all to say his wife is lari truma. But bizman the beis hamikdash was kayim when he had the kodeshim, and if the kohen had kodeshim, he was not allowed to give his wife, because that's a suffic issa de raisa. That's what Rosh Lakish holds. I will soon see. Rabbi Yochanan Oimer, af ma'achila b'chazor v'shoik. Rabbi Yochanan says, no, the androgynous we name on, we say, is for sure a man, and therefore, when, and he's a Kohen, we know he was born from a Kohen, so when he gets married now, his wife is called an Eshes Kohen, and she's allowed to eat even the chazor v'shoik, even the breast and the thighs of an animal of kodshim, he's allowed to give his wife. So Mor says, no, the Rosh Lakish, ma'ishino chazor v'shoik t'iraisa, how come Rosh Lakish says, he's not allowed to feed his wife from the kodeshim, from the animal, from the parts of the animal that he received as kodeshim, because it's an issur d'iraisa, and his wife is not married to him in d'iraisa. So the chur truma nami d'iraisa. The chur truma is also a shalom d'iraisa. And that's Yisrael, when you have truma there, that's also in d'iraisa for a zara to eat it. Only a kain's ladi truma, or else his wife. Here it's not 100%; it's his wife. And androgynous is a doubt. To suffolk if he's a man or in a kavah. So how come he's not eat truma? How come his wife could eat truma? So Gemara says, how come I ask you on the truma bizman hazeh the rabbonon in the chanami? Rosh Lakish only says that she's not eat truma in our days today bizman hazeh, that the din is only with the rabbonon today. Avo bizman she beis hamikdash kayim, but in the chanami bizman we had the beis hamikdash is my, what do you want to tell me, Loi? Who you want to tell me, according to Rosh Lakish, that this man we had the Beis Hamikdash, that Truma was the Uraisa at that time, so then in such a case, the wife of an androgynous is not Lari Truma. So Gemara says, if that's true, Adetoni ain't Machil B'chazor V'Shoik. Why does the Mishnah have to say, why does Rosh Lakish have to say, we don't let him eat from the, we don't let her eat from the Chazor V'Shoik, from the thighs, or from the breast of the kotchim of Korban Shlomim, liflog v'listna v'dido, let's make a chiluk in shroom itself. V'medvor mamurim, when do I say that the wife of an androgynous kohen could eat truma only b'truma, the rabbonin? Only truma b'zman hazeh, today, after the churban of Beis Hamikdash, that Rosh Lakish holds on him with the rabbonin. Avo b'truma d'iraisa loy, but in the case b'zman shebeis Hamikdash kohen, when truma was midiraisa, maybe then you're not allowed to eat. So, why did Rosh Lakish say this way? Why did he have to say Chazor v'Shoik? He should have made the difference in Trum itself. So, Gemara says, true, that's what Rosh Lakish means to say. Hochi nami komer. This is really what Rosh Lakish means to say. That Kishu Machila, that the wife of an androgynous kohen is allowed to eat, is only Machila b'Trum of Zman Azeh the Rabbanan. She's only allowed to eat nowadays, after the Beis Hamikdash Chorev. That nowadays, this man the Yom holds, that the Kedusha Seretz Yisrael doesn't have enough Kedusha, that the fruits, the pears that grow there, the Truma is only with the Rabbanim, Bizman is there. But since it's only Nisa, the Rabbanim, and the Rabbanim's will make all to say the wife of an androgynous is a Lari Truma. But we ain't Machilo Bizman Chazor V'Shoik. But at the times when we had the Beis Hamikdash, then you were not allowed to feed her the Chazor and the Shoik Kodeshim, the Afilo Betruma the Rabbanim. And at that time, as the man they had the Beis Hamikdash, even let's say on fruits, an apple is only mechuyev and truma mid rabbanon. Mid the irais, even as the man we're in Eretz Yisrael with the Beis Hamikdash, mid the irais, it's only doggone tirish for yitzar. It's only the five grains, and it's only olives and grapes. That's all. Those are the only minim as mechuyev and truma mid irais. Apples and other fruits only mid rabbanon. So this man we had the Beis Hamikdash, even truma with the Rabbanan. That means even truma of apples, you're not allowed to feed your wife. The androgynous cannot feed his wife. Why? Dilma'ose le'oichlo b'truma d'iraisa. It's at a time when they had the Beis Hamikdash, when Truma at that time was the Raisa, so then you're not allowed to feed this androgynous, is not allowed to feed his wife, Truma. Because it's a suffix if she's really an Ashes Kain or not. Like the androgynous is a person that's a doubtful, maybe he's a lady. On the tzad that he's a lady, and if he marries another lady, the Kedushin is not Chal, so then his wife is not called an Ashes Kain. But since it's a suffix, on the derisa, we have to be machram and say she's not allowed to eat the chazov and shoyt the kodshim, and no one she cannot eat truma b'zman that was the Beis Hamikdash. That's what shlokish is halacha. But Rabbi Yechonon Amar, Rabbi Yechonon Shita was no af machila b'chazov v'shoyt. Rabbi Yechonon holds that even b'chazov v'shoyt, even kodshim, is when the kohen received kodshim from a shlomim, so it's kodshim. Halacha is he's allowed to feed it to his wife. So this is called his wife. And androgynous, according to Rabbi Yechonon, we say that he is a vadai zohar, he's a male, and therefore he has a right to get married. And when he marries an isha, it's called vadai, it's 100% his wife. And therefore she is called an ashes koyin. An ashes koyin is ladi truma, a ladi kachim. Right, that's what Yechon says. And Rashi says, af machil, Rashi says, tizohar ma'al yehu. Rabbi Yechonon holds it's called a zocher, even though he has both simonim, a simon like an isher also, but Rabbi Yechonon holds he has a din of a zocher. So Mara says like this, Oh, Malay, Rabbi Yechonon Resh Lakish, so Rabbi Yechonon said to Resh Lakish, Mi savrit, truma bizman hazeh d'rabbonin, like you hold that today it's different, that bizman hazeh after the churban abayis, truma is only the rabbonin. Like you can make your chiluk to say that you're only allowed to feed a truma, not kachim. So mashm Rabbi Yechonon holds. Rabbi Yechonon himself is asking the question. Mashm he himself holds that truma bizman is there's also the raisa. It's like you Resh Lakish is wrong. So that's what he's asking. Like to you Resh Lakish, do you really hold this that truma bizman is there is only mid rabbanin? Oh my lord, Resh Lakish answered back in yes, that's what I hold. I owe truma bismanazeh after the Churban Abayis is only mid rabbonin. Why? Shani shayna, because I learned eagle biigulim oila. I learned that eagle, that means like a cake of dates, let's say of truma, that gets mixed up with other type of dates, it's oila, it's like a bottle. So let's see Rashi. Rashi explains like this. Shani shayna. Rashi says, Braisa is a braisa. Eagle shell truma. If you have, let's say, some dates of truma that got mixed up with other type of dates, so locher is bottle de meya shechum. It's bottle that gets mixed into another 100 or dates like this. It goes like a round cake of dates, so it gets mixed up with another 100 things like it. Or eagle shall truma to meya, or else the case of eagle you have truma to meya. The locher is bottle the kufi gulin shall truma toira. That's the locher. Truma is bottle midrabon in 1 in 100. Even though other things are always bottle chad b'shishim, 1 in 60 is bottle. By truma, you have to wait to 1 in 100. If you have one date here, that's truma, and it falls into 100 other dates, so we say it's bottle, and you're allowed to eat them all now. Who are then if one date is trumeya, and it falls into 100 dates that are Torah, also the kohen is allowed to eat it now. Now, the truma bizmanazeh diraisa, this is what Resh Lakish is asking. If truma today is midiraisa, kivun the eagle dova choshevu, since an eagle that's a round date, a round cake of date, since it's a dova choshevu, something important, v'darka limnois, and it's a derech, it's a manner of counting it, when you sell it, you don't stam sell it by the pound. You sell each one separately, you count them. That's a proof that it's something chash of something important. The locher is lay bottle, it should not be bottle. Af agav the truma ten the rabbonin. Holo truma the rice negus, the mavatin, the rabbonin, the rabbonin, the rice. Good. The kol ponim, Resh Lakish is saying that he learned that an ego be a gulim is oila. He has a brisa that says that if dates today get mixed up with other dates, it is bottle. Now the question is, this eagle, this like cake of dates, is something important. And the way you sell it is by 1, 2, 3, you sell it by numbers. So the klal is something that's chosid usually is not bottle. So how come over here it is bottle?
Elama, you have to tell me that it's only midrabbanan. And therefore, truma bizman azeh, after the Beis Hamikdash is chorev, is only midrabbanan, and in the rabbanan it is bottle. But that's where Shlomo Kish had a question, that if truma bizman azeh would be the eraisa, the din should be that this type of truma should never become bottle. So, chutz akasha and Rabbi Yechanan. So Rabbi Yechanan answers back and says like this, Omalei valoyani shayna chaticha bechatichoyla. Rish Lakish, Rabbi Yechanan answers back, I hold a chaticha bechaticha is also bottle. So Rashi says like this, Omalei valoyani shayna klayma. Mi yislach le migza bo adu rabbonu notu d'rais sinami os levatulu b'd'rais lovlisu. Shani shayna wat chaticha shal chatis t'meya. Boto b'toiro. Voche midi d'iraisu. V'yafagat the dark limnois. There is Rabbi Yechon is bringing a proof that even on Issa d'iraisu, we also say that bottle. A chaticha means a piece of meat, a piece of a korban chatis. That let's say it was temeya. Got mixed up with 100 other pieces of meat. That is tor. Halacha is its bottle. So Rabbi Yechon means to prove back is that even on Issa d'iraisu, also these pieces that's a dava choshev could become bottle. So don't bring me a proof for a shlokish to say that truma bizmanazeh has to be the rabbonin. No, truma bizmanazeh could be the eraisa. Aye, why is a bottle? Because even things that are rosa mid-eraisa are also bottle. And the klal is like this, that the shlokish Rabbi Yechon says, mi savrit do you hold? Kol shedaka limle shenino, like we'll soon see. There's a special issa the rabbonin that certain things are very important that are choshev are not bottle. So Rabbi Yochanan said, don't learn the lashon of kol shadarkim is anything that's a normal manner to count lashal eggs. Eggs, when you sell them, sometimes you sell them, you count each one. But sometimes also you sell them by the chreis, a pound of eggs, maybe. So that's called kol shadarkim. Something that's usually sold by a count, even though sometimes you sell it in a pound. So don't learn that's not bottle. Rather, es shedaka limle sheninu. No, what do I learn? What's the chumud rabbon that something is not bottle only if it's so important that it's always sold only by count, by number? It's never sold by the pound. But if you have something that sometimes is sold by the pound, not counting each one, I'm selling you two or three or four of them, that's not so chashuv, not so important, it could be bottle. So therefore, this igule devela, and this chaticha shall piece the meat. Since sometimes they're sold by the pound, that's why they could be bottle. Even though the yisr is the eraisa. So what? It's like a bottle, chad v'meya. That we said is such a loch, something is not bottle, if it's very choshev, that's only, it's a loshen of es shedak limnus. Something that's always counted. The Tanan, we learned like this. This is the Mishnah, we learned like this. The Tanan, we learned. Mi shohoyeloi chavili tilton. Somebody has a bundle of tilton, Rashi said, that's mean a kidneyous type of beans. You have a bundle of beans. Shoklaya kerem. That was grown by Yisr. It was grown near the vineyard. That is the Nissa Klaya kerem. You're not allowed to grow vegetables near the vineyards, near the grapes. So somebody grew these tilton near the kerem. There's an Issa Klaya kerem. So locher is yidlaku. You're supposed to burn it. Something that's grown near the kerem, you have to burn. What about nisavu bacheris? Let's say you had this bunch of tilton and it got mixed up. It got mixed into another bunch of tilton. That's not klaya kerem. It got mixed up into a regular